I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy is gearing up to run for another six-year term in the U.S. Senate next year. And although no Republican candidate has emerged to challenge Leahy, the GOP says it is hopeful it'll find one. VPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
Leahy was first elected to the U.S. Senate in 1974, and he's been reelected six times. In his last three races, he's always received at least 64% of the vote. Now he's getting ready for another run. Carolyn Dwyer is Leahy's campaign manager.
Senator Leahy is actively preparing for a reelection campaign in 2016.
Leahy is 75. And during his long career, when Democrats were in the majority, he has served as the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee and the Senate Committee on Foreign Appropriations. Leahy enters this race with $2.4 million in the bank, and he's been actively fundraising for the past few months. Although no Republican challenger has yet to emerge, Dwyer notes that a number of national Republican super PACs are already spending millions of dollars against Democratic candidates in several Senate races.
Unfortunately, in the post-Citizen United era, Senator Leahy has to be prepared to not only run against his opponents in Vermont, but against anyone who is interested in attacking his reputation and record across the United States.
Retired Middlebury College political science professor Eric Davis notes that Leahy has a fair amount of money in the bank and enjoys very high favorability ratings with his constituents.
Those are the sort of advantages that longtime incumbents, regardless of party, have all over the country in Senate races. And it's very, very difficult to defeat a long-term incumbent in a state that tends to vote for candidates of his or her party.
Davis thinks it's unlikely that a national Republican super PAC will invest millions of dollars to attack Leahy's record unless the dynamics of this race change dramatically in the coming months.
And what they're going to be doing is focusing on states where there's an incumbent who might be in difficulty or open seats that could go either way. And those are the states in which super PACs will put in seven-figure sums of money.
Will the Republicans field a strong candidate in the 2016 Senate race? Party Chairman David Sunderland is optimistic, but he's not naming any likely challengers yet.
There's an opportunity there. I think there's interest, and you know how it all plays out, I think only time will tell.
Sunderland says the races for governor and lieutenant governor are top priorities for the Vermont Republican Party in 2016, as well as efforts to add seats in both the Vermont House and Senate. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.